We present The Master Builder by Henrik Ibsen, in the translation by Michael Mear. This production by John Gibson was first heard in the third program in 1967. In it, Leo McKern plays Halvar Solness and Billy Whitelaw, Hilda Wangel. The Master Builder.
An afternoon in autumn 1892. The drawing room of Halvar Solness's house in Christiania. From the outer office, a door leads to the main hall of the house. Sitting there is Kaja Fossli, Solness's bookkeeper, making entries in a ledger. In the drawing office itself, her uncle, Knut Bruvik, an elderly architect, and his draftsman son, Ragnar, are working at tables lit by shaded lamps.
No, I can't go on with this much longer.
It's really bad today, isn't it, Uncle?
Yes, seems to grow worse every day.
You'd better go home, Father. Try to get a little sleep.
Go to bed? Do you want me to suffocate?
We'll take a little walk anyway.
Yes, do that. I'll come with you.
I'm not going before he comes. This evening I'm going to have it out with him, the master builder.
No, Uncle, let that wait.
Yes, better wait, Father.
I can't afford to wait very long.
Shh, I can hear him coming up the steps. Good afternoon, Mr. Solness.
Have they gone?
No.
What's that you're entering there, Miss Fossli?
Oh, just something that...
Let me see. Kaja?
Yes?
Why do you always take off that eyeshade when I come?
Oh, it makes me look so ugly.
And you don't want to look ugly, eh, Kaja?
Not for anything. Not to you.
Poor little Kaja.
Shh, they can hear you.
Has anyone been asking for me?
Yes, that young couple who want the villa built out at Lovestrand.
Oh, them? Well, they'll have to wait. The plan's not come clear in my mind yet.
They were very anxious to get the drawings as soon as possible.
Yes, that's what they all say.
They're longing to get into a place of their own.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know that sort. They'll take anything with four walls and a roof over it. Anywhere to lay their heads. That's not what I call a home. If that's what they want, let them go to someone else. Tell them that next time they come.
Someone else? Would you let the contract go?
Yes, damn it, yes, if it comes to the point. I'd rather that than build rubbish. Anyway, I don't know these people.
Ragnar knows them. He's a friend of the family. They're very sound people.
Oh, sound. That's not what I meant.
You know
Great
me.
Great God, don't you understand me either. I don't want anything to do with people I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, they can go to anyone they like.
Are you serious?
Yes, for once.
I'm going to speak to
Father, leave it alone.
Now, you'd better go. May I have a few words with you?
Certainly.
Go to the... other office for a moment,
Kaja. But Uncle,
do as I say, child, and close the door after you. I don't want the children to know how seriously ill I am.
Yes, you look pretty poorly these days.
I haven't much longer. My strength seems to get less every day.
Well, sit down for a moment.
Thank you. May I?
Oh, here.
Thank you.
Well...
it's this question of Ragnar. That's what weighs most on my mind. What's to become of him?
Your son. He'll stay here with me for as long as he wants to.
But that's just it. He doesn't want to. He doesn't feel he can now.
Well, he's doing quite well for himself, I would have thought. Still, if he wants a little more, I wouldn't be unwilling.
No, that's not it. Isn't it time he was given the chance to do something on his own?
Do you think he's got the ability?
Yeah, that's what's so dreadful. I've begun to... have doubts about the boy. In all these years, you've never uttered so much as a single word of encouragement about him. But it must be there. I can't believe he hasn't got the ability.
But he doesn't know anything, not really. Except how to draw.
You didn't know much either when you were working for me. But you managed to start all right. Fought your way up. Put me out of business and plenty of others.
Yes. Things worked out for me.
That's right. Everything worked out nicely for you. But surely you won't let me die without seeing what Ragnar can do. And I would like to see them married before I go.
Does she want that?
Not Kaya so much. It's Ragnar. He talks about it every day. You must help him to stand on his own feet now. I must see the lad do something on his own. Do you hear? Oh,
damn it, I can't conjure contracts out of the air for him.
He could get a commission right away. A nice big job.
Could he?
If you agree.
What kind of a job would that be?
He could build that villa out at Lerfstrand.
Well, then? I'm going to build that myself.
Oh, you don't really want to do that.
Don't want to? Who dared to say that?
You said so yourself just now.
Oh, never mind what I say. Could Ragnar get that contract?
Yes, he knows the family, you see. And then he's, just for the fun of it, you know, he's made drawings and estimates and so on.
These drawings, are they satisfied with them, these people who are going to live there?
Yes, if only you just look through them and approve them, that'd be only too...
They'd like Ragnar to build their home for them.
Well, they were very taken with his idea. They thought it was so new and original.
Oh, new. Not the old-fashioned junk I built.
Hmm? They thought this was different.
So, it was Ragnar they came to see while I was out.
They came to talk to you and to ask if you'd be willing to give way.
Give way to your son?
Rescind the contract they meant.
What's the difference? So that's it. Our last illness is to retire. Retire to make way for younger men. For apprentices. Make way for the young. Make way, make way.
Good heavens, there's room in this town for more than one architect.
There's not so much room round here either. But that's not the point. I shall never give way. I shall never make way for anyone. Not of my own free will. Never, never.
Won't you let me die in peace, happy, believing in my son? Won't you let me see him do one thing on his own?
Don't ask me that now.
Yes, answer me. Must I die so poor?
You must die as best you can.
So be it.
I can't do otherwise. Don't you understand? I am what I am. And I can't create myself anew.
No, you can't do that.
Steady.
I am all right. May I have a glass of water?
Of course. Here.
Thank you.
Ragnar?
Yeah?
You better take your father home.
Uncle?
What is it, Father?
Take my arm. Let's go.
All right. Put your coat on, Kaya.
Miss Parsley must stay for a few minutes. I have a letter to write.
Good night. Sleep well, if you can.
Good night.
Have you got a letter?
No, of course not. Kaya?
Yes?
Come here. At once.
Yes.
Closer.
What do you want me to do?
Is it you I have to thank for this, Kaya?
No, please don't think that.
So you want to get married now, hmm?
Ragnar and I have been engaged for nearly 5 years, and so...
So you think it's time something happened. That's it, isn't it?
Ragnar and Uncle say I must. So I suppose I shall.
You're quite fond of Ragnar, too, aren't you, Kaya?
I was very fond of Ragnar before I came here.
But not any longer.
Oh, you know there's only one person now. There's no one else in all the world. I'll never be fond of anyone else.
Oh, yes, you say that, but you're going to leave me all the same. Leave me here to put up with everything alone.
But couldn't I stay here with you, even if Ragnar...
No, that's quite impossible. Ragnar leaves me and sets up on his own account. He'll want to have you with him.
I don't think I can leave you. I can't possibly. I can't.
And try to get Ragnar to put these foolish ideas out of his head. Marry him as much as you like.
Oh.
Persuade him to stay on in this good position he's got with me. Because then I can keep you too, Kaya, dear.
Oh, yes. How wonderful. If only it would work out that way.
I can't be without you, you see. I must have you here with me every day.
Oh, God.
Kaya, Kaya.
Oh, you're so kind to me. So wonderfully kind.
Get up, for God's sake. I think I can hear someone.
Hello, Alva.
Oh, is it you, my dear?
I've come at an inconvenient moment, I see.
No, not at all. Miss Fosley is just writing a short letter for me.
So I see.
What was it you wanted, Alina?
I only wanted to tell you that Dr. Herdal is in the drawing room. Would you like to come in and join us, Halvor?
Oh? Has he something special to say to me?
No, no, nothing special. He came to visit me, and he'd like to see you while he's here.
Yes, I'm sure he would. We'll ask him to wait a moment.
You'll come and talk to him later, then?
Perhaps. Later, my dear, later, yes. In a little while.
Yes, well, don't forget now, Halvor.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm sure she thinks something dreadful about me.
Oh, nonsense. Well, not more than usual, anyway. I think you'd better go now, though, Kaya.
Yes. Yes, I must go now.
And get this other thing settled for me, do you hear?
God, if it were only up to me...
I want it settled, do you hear, and by tomorrow.
If there's no other way, I shall break it off with him.
Break it off? Have you gone mad? Do you want to break it off?
Yes. I'd rather that than... I must stay here with you. I can't leave you. I can't possibly...
But for Christ's sake, what about Ragnar?
Is it Ragnar that you...
No, of course not. You don't understand. Of course it's you I want, Kaya. Above all else. And it's just because of that you must persuade Ragnar to stay. Now then, run along home.
Yes. Yes. Good night, then.
Yes, good night. Oh, by the way, are Ragnar's drawings in there?
Oh, yes, I didn't see him take them.
Go in and find them for me. I might have a glance at them after all.
Oh, yes. Yes, please do.
I'll do it for your sake, Kaya. Oh, we'll hurry up and find them for me then.
Here they are. I found them. All the drawings are here.
Good. Put them on the table.
Good night, then. Think kindly of me, won't you?
I always do. Good night, dear little Kaya. Now, hurry up. Now, run off.
Halvor, I couldn't keep the doctor waiting any longer.
Oh, well, come in, then.
Quite finished your letter, Miss Fosley?
Letter?
Yes, it was just a short one.
It must have been very short.
You may go, Miss Fosley. Be sure you're here punctually tomorrow.
Why, of course. Good night, Mr. Sonnen.
You must be very pleased, Halvor, to have got hold of this young lady.
Yes, indeed. She's useful in all sorts of ways.
I'm sure she is.
Good at bookkeeping, too.
Well, Doctor, she's picked up a little in these 2 years, and she's always cheerful and willing, whatever you ask her to do.
Yes, that must be a great advantage.
It is, especially when one isn't used to that kind of thing.
Alva, how can you say that?
Oh, no, Alina, dear. I apologize.
There's no need. Well, Doctor, you'll come back later and take tea with us.
As soon as I've seen that patient, I'll be back.
Good. We'll see you soon, then.
Are you in a hurry, Doctor?
No, not at all.
May I have a word with you?
By all means.
Well, let's sit down, then.
Thank you.
Tell me, did you notice anything about Alina?
Just now, you mean?
Yes, in her attitude toward me. Did you notice anything?
Yes. Well, damn it, one couldn't very well help noticing that your wife...
Yes?
That your wife doesn't altogether approve of this, Miss Fosley.
Oh, that. I'd noticed that myself.
Well, it's not really surprising, is it?
What isn't?
That she doesn't exactly like your having another woman with you in the house every day.
No, you may be right, but there's nothing to be done about that.
Couldn't you get yourself a mail clerk?
The first man Jack who puts his head through the door? No, thank you. It's not the way I work.
Yes, but if your wife... She's very frail, you know. If she can't stand this arrangement...
Well, she'll have to put up with it. No, I don't mean it like that, but... I have to keep Kaya Fosley. She's the only one who'll do.
The only one?
Yes. The only one.
Listen, Mr. Solness. May I ask you a question? In strict confidence.
By all means.
Women, you know... They've a damnably sharp nose for some things.
They have, that's quite true.
Well, now listen a moment. If your wife can't stand the sight of this Kaya Fosley...
Yes, what then?
Isn't it possible that she may have some grounds for this instinctive dislike?
Oh.
Now, please don't take this amiss, but am I right?
No.
No grounds whatever?
None other than her own suspiciousness.
You've known a few women in your time...
I have.
And been fairly fond of one or two of them.
Oh, Oh, yes, that too.
But this Miss Fosley, there's nothing like that between you.
Nothing whatever, as far as I'm concerned.
And what about her?
I don't think you have the right to ask that question.
We were talking about your wife's instinct, remember?
So we were. Well, as a matter of fact, that sharp nose of Alina's that you were talking about hasn't altogether misled her.
Well, there we are.
Dr. Hurdle, I'm going to tell you a strange story, if you'd care to listen to it.
I like listening to strange stories.
Good. Well, you remember, I dare say, some time ago I took Knut Bruvik and his son into my employ when things were going badly with the old man.
Yes, I know something about that.
They're clever fellows, you know, those two. They've both got ability in different ways. But then the son went and got himself engaged. And then, of course, he wanted to marry the girl and start out on his own. That's what they all want nowadays, these young people.
Yes. They've all got this bad habit of wanting to get married.
Yes, well, I don't like it. I need it, Ragnar. The old man, too. He's so damn clever at working out stresses and cubic content and all that bloody nonsense, you know.
Oh, well, that's part of the job, I suppose.
So it is. But Ragnar, he wanted to go off and start on his own. He wouldn't listen to me.
Yeah, but he stayed with you.
Well, that's just it. One day, this girl, Kaya Fosley, came to see them on some errand or other. She'd never been here before. Well, when I saw how infatuated they were with each other, the idea struck me that if I could get her to come and work here in the office, Ragnar might stay too.
A reasonable supposition?
Yes. But I didn't mention a word of any of this. I just stood and looked at her and kept wishing from the bottom of my heart that I had a year. Well, I chatted to her in a friendly way about one thing and another, and she went.
Well?
But the next day, in the evening, after old Bruvik and Ragnar had gone home, she came back and acted just as though we had come to some kind of an agreement.
What kind of agreement?
The very one I had been wanting to suggest. But which I hadn't mentioned a single word about.
That was very strange.
Yeah. And now she wanted to know what sort of work she'd be doing, whether she could begin at once the next morning, so on.
But don't you think she did this to be near her young man?
Oh, that's what I thought at first, but no, that wasn't it. She seemed to drift away from him when she was here with me.
Drifted over to you?
Yes, completely. I'd noticed that she knows I'm looking at her even when her back's turned. She trembles and shivers if I even go near her. What do you make of that?
I suppose that could be explained.
No, this other business.
Other business?
That she thought I had told her what I only wished for. Silently. Inwardly, secretly. What do you make of that? Can you explain such a thing to me, Dr. Hedda?
No. That's outside my field.
That's what I thought. That's why I haven't wanted to talk to you about it before. But in the long run, it's been a confounded nuisance to me, you know. I have to walk around here day after day, pretending. It's not fair to her either, poor girl. What else can I do? If she leaves me, Ragnar will go too.
And you haven't told your wife all this?
No.
Why on earth don't you, then?
Because somehow I feel it does me good to suffer Alina to do me an injustice.
I'm damned if I understand a word of that.
Oh, yes. You see, it's like paying a minute installment on a great debt. A debt so vast it can never be settled.
A debt to your wife?
Yes, and that eases my mind a little. I can breathe more freely. For a while. You understand?
No, I'm damned if I understand a word.
No, well, we won't talk about it anymore. I suppose you think you've been drawing me out pretty successfully, eh, Doctor?
Drawing you out?
Hmm.
I really don't know what you mean, Mr. Solis.
Oh, stop pretending. I've noticed it clearly enough.
Noticed what?
That you come here to keep an eye on me.
I? Why on earth should I do that?
Because you think I'm... Damn it, you think the same about me as Alina does.
And what does she think about you?
She's begun to think that I'm, well, you know, ill.
Ill? You? She's never mentioned a word about this to me. What could be the matter with you, my dear fellow?
Alina thinks I'm mad.
What?
Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, but my dear
yes,
Mr. Solomon.
By God, she does. That's what she thinks. And she's got you to believe it, too. Oh, I know it, Doctor. I can see it in your behavior. I'm not that easily deceived, I promise you.
Never, Mr. Solness. Never has such a thought entered my head.
Indeed, hasn't it, really?
Never. Nor your wife's either. I think I could swear to that.
Well, I wouldn't if I were you. In a way, you see, she might not be altogether wrong.
Oh, no, really, this is going too far.
Well, my dear Doctor, let's not pursue the matter. It's better left as it is. But now listen, Doctor.
Yes?
As you don't think I'm ill, deranged, mad, or anything like that.
Well, what do you mean?
Then you must be laboring under the illusion that I'm an exceedingly lucky man.
Hmm? Would that be an illusion?
Oh, no, no. Of course not. Oh, God forbid. Just think, to be a master the master builder. Alvar Solness.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's not to be sniffed at.
Yes, I really must say you seem to have been unbelievably lucky all your life.
That's right. I can't complain.
First of all, that crazy old castle of yours burned down, and you'll admit that was a great stroke of luck.
It was Alina's ancestral home, remember that?
Oh, yes. Yes, it must have been a terrible blow to her.
She's never got over it to this day. Not in all these 12, 13 years.
What followed must have been the heaviest blow for her.
The one with the other.
But it was that gave you your start. You began as a poor country lad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here you are, the top man in your profession. Oh, yes, Mr. Solness, you've had the luck on your side, all right.
Yes, I know. That's what makes me so afraid.
Afraid? Because you've been lucky?
Day and night, I'm afraid. Because sometime my luck must change.
Nonsense. What should make it change?
Youth.
Rubbish. Youth? You're not past it yet. Oh, no. Your position's stronger now than it's ever been.
My luck will change. I know it. And I feel it will happen soon. Someone will get up and demand, make way for me. And then all the others will storm up in, shaking their fists and shouting, make way, make way. Just you wait, Doctor. One fine day, youth will come and bang on that door.
Well, for heaven's sake, what of it?
What of it? Why, that will be the end for Master Builder Solness.
What was that?
It's someone banging on the front door.
Come in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I believe you don't recognize me.
No. To be honest, just for a moment,
I recognize you, miss.
No. No, is it you?
Indeed, it's me. We met up in one of the mountain huts this summer. What happened to the other ladies?
Oh, they went on to the West Coast.
They didn't like all that noise in the evenings.
No, they didn't.
And you must confess you flirted with us a little.
Well, it was more fun than knitting socks with all those old ladies.
Oh, I quite agree with you.
Did you come to town this evening?
Yes, I've just arrived.
All alone, Miss Bangle?
Yes.
Bangle? Is your name Bangle?
Yes, of course.
Then could it be that you are the daughter of the district physician up at Leesanger?
Why, yes. Who else would I be the daughter of?
Ah, then we must have met up there. That summer when I went up to build a tower on the old church.
Yes, that was it.
Well, that's a long time ago.
It was exactly 10 years ago.
You can only have been a child at the time.
I was nearly 13.
Is this the first time you visited this town, Miss Bangle?
Yes.
So you don't know anyone here, I suppose?
No one except you. Oh, and your wife, of course.
Really? You know her, too?
Oh, only slightly. We stayed in the same place up in the mountains for a few days.
Oh, up there.
And she said I might visit her if ever I came this way. Not that there was any need.
I wonder why she didn't mention it to me.
Oh, let me take your knapsack. You must be heavy.
No, thank you. I'll put it down here with my alpenstock. Can you put me up for the night?
I think that could be arranged.
I haven't any clothes apart from what I'm wearing, you see. Only a set of underclothes in my rucksack. I'll have to have them washed, though. They're filthy.
Oh, well, that can be taken care of. I'd better tell my wife.
Yeah, and I'll go and see my patient.
Yes, do. And come back when you're finished.
Yes, you can be damn sure I will. Well, you're a true prophet after all, Mr. Solness.
Well, how do you mean?
Why, youth has come and banged on your door.
Yes, but not quite the way I meant.
No, I should say not.
Selina!
Yes?
Will you come in here, please? There's a Miss Vangel here, whom you know.
Miss Vangel, is it you, my dear? So you came this way after all?
Miss Vangel's only just arrived. She asks if she may stay the night.
With us? Oh, yes, with pleasure.
You know, to get clothes in order.
I'll look after you as well as I can. It's my simple duty. Your luggage will be coming on later.
Oh, I haven't any.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you'll manage. Just make yourself at home with my husband while I get a room ready for you.
Well, can't we use one of the nurseries? They're all ready.
Oh, yes, we've plenty of room there. Sit down now and rest a little.
Have you got more than one nursery, then?
There are three nurseries in this house.
Well, that's a lot. You must have heaps of children.
No, we have no children. Oh, but now you can be the child here for a while.
For tonight, yes. I won't cry. I intend to sleep like a log.
Yes, I suppose you must be very tired.
No, not me. I'll sleep all right, though. I think it's absolutely marvellous to lie in bed and dream.
You often dream at night?
Oh, gosh, yes, nearly every night.
What do you mostly dream about?
I shan't tell you tonight. Some other time, perhaps.
Are you looking for something?
No, I'm just looking around. Perhaps I mustn't.
Oh, no, please do.
Do you write in this ledger?
No, my bookkeeper does. I leave that to her.
A woman?
Yes.
And she works here with you?
Yes.
Is it a married woman?
No, it isn't.
I see.
But she's going to get married soon.
Well, that'll be nice for her.
Oh, but not so nice for me, because then I'll have no one to help me.
Well, can't you find another one who'd do just as well?
Perhaps you'd like to stay here and write in the ledger.
What an idea. No, thank you. None of that. There are better things here for me to do than that. Oh, don't you think so?
I understand. You want to go shopping, get yourself something smart to wear.
No, I think I'll give that a miss.
Oh?
I've spent all my money, you see.
No luggage and no money.
No. Oh, hell, what do I care?
You know I like you for that.
Just for that?
Among other things. Is your father still alive?
Yes, he's alive.
And now you're thinking of studying here, perhaps?
Hmm? No, I haven't thought of that.
But you'll be staying for some time.
That depends. Mr. Solness?
Yes?
Have you a bad memory?
A bad memory? No, I don't think so.
Don't you want to talk to me about what happened up there?
Up at Lisanet?
Yes.
Well, there isn't much to talk about, is there?
How can you say such a thing?
Oh, well, all right. You talk to me about it, then.
The day the tower was ready was a great day for our little town.
Yes, I shan't forget that day in a hurry.
Won't you? That's nice of you.
Nice?
There was music in the churchyard and hundreds of people. We schoolgirls were dressed in white and we all had flags.
Ah, yes, those flags. I remember them.
And then you climbed up the scaffolding up to the very top. You carried a big wreath with you and you hung that wreath right on the top of the weathercock.
I used to do things like that in those days. It's an old custom.
Oh, it was so marvellously exciting to stand down there and stare up at you. Think, if he should fall now. The great master builder himself.
Yes, yes, it could very easily have happened. One of those little white devils suddenly waved and shouted up at me.
Hurrah for Solness! Hurrah for the master builder!
Yes, and waved a flag and swung it about so that I'd almost turned giddy watching it.
That little devil was me.
Of course. It must have been you.
It was so frightfully exciting and marvellous. I'd never imagined there could be a master builder anywhere in the world who could build such an enormously high tower. And then to see you standing there yourself right at the top. And you weren't at all giddy. Well, this was the thing that made me feel giddy.
What makes you so sure I wasn't?
Oh, don't be silly. I knew it. In here. Well, otherwise, how could you have stood up there singing?
Singing? Did I sing?
Yes, you certainly did.
I've never sung a note in my life.
Well, you sang then, and it sounded like harps in the air.
This is most extraordinary.
But it was afterwards that the real thing happened.
The real thing?
Yes. I don't have to remind you about that.
Yes. Remind me a little about that, too.
Don't you remember they gave a great banquet for you at the club?
Oh, yes. That must have been the same evening. I left the next morning.
When it ended, we invited you home for supper.
You're quite right, Miss Fangle. It's remarkable how clearly you remember all these little details.
Little details? You're a fine one. Was it just a little detail that I happened to be alone in the room when you came in?
Oh, were you?
You didn't call me little devil then.
No, I don't suppose I did.
You said I looked beautiful in my white dress like a princess.
So you did, Miss Fangle. Besides, I felt so happy and free that evening.
And then you said when I grew up, I would be your princess.
Well, did I say that too?
Yes, you did. And then when I asked how long I should have to wait, you said you'd come back in 10 years like a troll and carry me off to Spain or somewhere like that. And you promised that when we got there, you'd buy me a kingdom.
Yes, after a good dinner, one doesn't count the shillings. But did I really say all this?
And you told me what this kingdom was to be called, too.
Oh, what?
You said it was to be called Orangia.
Well, that's a nice appetizing name.
I didn't like it. It sounded as though you were making fun of me.
Oh, I'm sure I didn't mean that.
I can well believe you didn't. Considering what you did next.
And what on earth did I do next?
No, really, this really is the last straw. Well, have you forgotten that, too? Well, I really think you might have remembered that.
Well, give me a hint, and perhaps, well?
You took me in your arms and kissed me, Mr. Solness.
I did?
Yes, you did. You took me in both your arms and bent me backwards and kissed me. Many, many times.
Oh, but my dear good Miss Van...
You're not going to deny it.
I certainly am.
Oh, I see.
Miss Bangle. Oh, don't stand there like a statue. All this that you just told me, it must have been something you dreamed. Now listen. Oh, wait a moment. No. There's more to it than that. I must have thought all this. I must have wanted it. Wished it, desired it. So that... Couldn't that be an explanation? Oh, damn it. Have it your own way. Say I did it.
You confess?
Yes, anything you say.
That you put your arms around
me. Yes, yes.
And bent me over backwards.
Yes, right back.
And kissed me.
Yes, I kissed
many,
you.
Many, many times.
Many as you like.
You see? I wormed it out of you in the end.
Yes, just fancy... That I could forget a little thing like that.
Oh, well, you've kissed so many women in your time, I suppose.
No, you mustn't think I'm that sort. Miss Wengel?
Yes?
What happened? What more happened between you and me?
Well, nothing more happened, you know that. The other guests arrived and... Well...
Yes, of course, the others arrived and... Fancy me forgetting that, too.
You haven't forgotten anything. You're just a bit ashamed. One doesn't forget things like that, I know.
No, one would think not.
Perhaps you've also forgotten what day it was.
What day?
Yes. What day was it when you hung the wreath on the tower? Tell me, at once.
I've forgotten the actual day, I must confess. I know it was 10 years ago. Sometime in the autumn.
It was 10 years ago, the 19th of September.
Yes, about then, I suppose. So you remember that, too. Oh, but wait a moment. Today is the 19th of September.
Exactly, and the 10 years are up. And you didn't come as you promised.
Promised? Ah, I only said it to frighten you.
I didn't find it frightening.
Well, to tease you.
Was that all you wanted to do? Tease me?
Oh, I don't remember. For fun, if you like. It can't have been anything else. You were only a child at the time.
Or maybe I wasn't such a child. Not such a little innocent as you think.
Did you really and seriously think that I would come back?
Oh, yes. I expected no less of you.
That I'd come to your home and take you away with me?
Yes, like a troll.
And make you a princess?
That's what you promised.
And give you a kingdom, too?
Why not? It didn't have to be an ordinary kingdom.
No, but something else, just as good.
Yes. At least as good. Well, if you could build the highest church tower in the world, I thought you'd be able to find your way to a kingdom. Well, of some kind.
I can't quite make you out, Miss Wangle.
You can't? Well, to me, it's all so simple.
No, I can't make out whether you really mean what you say, or whether you're simply having me on.
Making fun of you?
Yes, exactly, making fun of me, of us both. Have you known for long that I'm married?
Oh, I've known all along. Why do you ask?
Nothing. I just wondered. Why have you come?
Because I want my kingdom. The time is up.
That's a good one.
Stump up my kingdom, Master Builder. On the table.
No, seriously. Why have you come? What do you want here?
Well, to begin with, I want to go around and look at everything you've built.
Then you'll have a lot of walking to do.
Oh, yes, you've built such a frightful lot.
I have, especially these last years.
Lots of church spires, too. As high as the sky.
No, I don't build church spires anymore. Nor churches, neither.
Well, what do you build now, then?
Homes for people to live in.
Well, couldn't you put little spires on them, too?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean something that points straight up in the air. With a weathercock high on the top. So high that it makes you giddy.
Strange you should say that. That's just what I'd like to do most of all.
Well, why don't you do it, then?
No, people don't want that.
Really? People don't want that.
But now I'm building a new home for myself, here, just opposite.
For yourself?
Yes, it's almost ready, and on that there's a spire.
A high spire?
Yes.
Very high?
Well, people are sure to say it's too high for a home.
I'm going out to see that spire first thing tomorrow morning.
Tell me, Miss Wangle, what's your name? Your first name, I mean.
Hilda, of course.
Hilda, really?
Well, don't you remember? You called me Hilda. The day you misbehaved.
I called you Hilda?
Yes, but then you said little Hilda, and I didn't like that.
So you didn't like that, Miss Hilda?
No, not just then. But Princess Hilda. That'll sound quite nice, I think.
Yes, indeed. Princess Hilda of... What was our kingdom to be called?
Oh, I don't want any part of that stupid kingdom. I want a quite different sort of kingdom.
Isn't it strange? The more I think about it now, the more it seems to me as though for years I've been torturing myself.
Go on.
Trying to remember something. Something that had happened to me and I must have forgotten. And I could never discover what it was.
You ought to have tied a knot in your handkerchief, Master Builder.
Then I'd only have gone round wondering what the knot stood for.
Oh, well. I suppose it takes trolls like you to make a world.
I'm glad you've come to me just at this time.
Are you glad?
I've been so alone. Staring at it all, so helpless. You see, I've begun to be afraid. So terribly afraid. Of youth.
Youth? Well, is youth something to be afraid of?
Yes, it is. That's why I've shut myself up here. Someday youth will come here and thunder on my door and force its way into me.
Then I think you ought to go out and open the door.
Open the door?
Yes, and let youth in, like a friend.
No, no. Youth means retribution. It marches at the head of a rebel army under a new banner.
Can you use me, Master Builder?
Yes. Yes. Now I can use you. For you too march under a new banner. Youth against youth.
Hello. Are you and our young friend still here?
Yes, we too have found many things to talk about.
Both old and new.
Oh, have you indeed?
Yes, it's been great fun. The master builder has a quite incredible memory. Every little detail, just like that.
Well, Bangle, your room's ready now.
The nursery?
Very kind.
Yes, the middle one. But let's have supper first.
Hilda shall sleep in the nursery tonight.
Hilda?
Yes, Miss Bangle's name is Hilda. I used to know her when she was a child.
No, did you really, Helva? Well, please come in. Supper's on the table, Dr. Herla.
Oh, thank you.
Was it true what you said? Can you find some use for me?
You are the one I have been wanting.
Master Builder.
Yes.
Then I have my kingdom.
Hilda.
Almost. I was going to say.
The following morning, a sitting room in Solness's house. Alina Solness is watering the plants and flowers with which the room is filled, while Solness sits with Ragnar's portfolio open before him.
Oh, it's you.
I just wanted to tell you I'm here.
Yes, good. Is Ragnar there too?
No, not yet. He had to stay behind to wait for the doctor. He won't be long. He wants to come and ask you how you feel about this.
Yes, how's the old man feeling today?
Bad. He says, will you please excuse him, but he'll have to stay in bed.
Oh, by all means, let him. You go along and start work, though.
Yes. Perhaps you'd like to speak to Ragnar when he comes.
No, not particularly.
Very well.
It wouldn't surprise me if he died, too.
To whom? Who else?
Yes. Yes, old Bruvik. He'll die too now, Halvar, you see.
Alina, dear, don't you think you should go out and get a little fresh air? Hmm?
Yes, I should, shouldn't I? But I must finish watering these poor flowers.
Is she still asleep?
Is it Miss Fangle you're sitting there thinking about?
Oh, just happened to think of her.
Miss Fangle's been up for a long time.
Oh, has she?
When I looked in, she was seeing to her clothes. Hmm.
Well, we've found a use for one of the nurseries after all, haven't we, Alina?
Yes, we have.
I think that's better than they should all stand empty.
Yes, that emptiness is horrible. You're right there.
From now on, things will be better, Alina. You'll see. Much more satisfactory. Life will be easier to bear, especially for you.
From now on?
Yes, Alina, believe me.
You mean because she's come?
I mean, of course, once we've moved into the new house.
Do you really think so, Halvar? Things will be better.
I'm sure they will. You believe that, don't you?
I don't believe anything where that new house is concerned.
I'm sorry to hear you say that, my dear. It was mainly for you that I built it. Let me help you on with the coat.
You do too much for me.
No. You mustn't talk like that, Alina. I can't bear to hear you say such things.
Very well, Halvar. I won't say them.
I'm right, though. You'll be happy in that new house. You'll see.
God. I. Happy?
Yes, I promise you. Don't you see? There'll be so much there that'll remind you of your own home.
Father's and mother's home. And it was burnt. All burnt.
Yes, my poor Alina. That was a terrible blow for you.
You can build as much as you like, Halvar. You'll never be able to build a real home for me again.
Well, in that case, for God's sake, let's not talk about it anymore.
Well, we don't usually talk about it anyway. You always avoid the subject.
I do. Why should I avoid the subject?
Oh, I understand you so well, Halvar. You want to spare me and stop me from feeling guilty as far as you can.
Stop you feeling guilty? Are you talking about yourself, Alina?
Yes. Who else would I be talking about?
That too.
It's not so much what happened to the old house. I think I could resign myself to that. After all, that was an accident.
Yes, you're right. Accidents will happen. It's no use blaming oneself for them.
But the dreadful thing that happened after the fire. That's what I can't forget. I can't.
Don't think about it, Alina.
I have to think about it. And I must talk about it sometime. I don't think I can endure it any longer. And I never can forgive myself.
Forgive yourself?
Yes, because I had a duty to all of you. To you and to the children. I should have hardened myself. I shouldn't have let fear weaken me or grief for my burnt home. Oh, if only I had the strength, Alva.
Alina, you must promise me you'll never let these thoughts enter your head again. Now, promise me that, my dear.
God, promise. Promise. It's easy to promise anything.
Oh, this is hopeless, hopeless. Not a ray of light ever enters this home. Not a glimmer.
This is no home, Alva.
No, you're right. And God knows you may be right, too, when you say it won't be any better in the new house.
Never. It'll be just as empty and just as desolate there as it is here.
Why in God's name have we built it, then? Can you tell me that?
No. That you must answer yourself.
What do you mean by that, Alina?
What do I mean?
Yes, damn it, you said it so strangely. As though you meant something else.
No, I assure you.
Oh, thank you very much. I know what I know. I've got eyes and ears, Alina. You can be sure of that.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You find some cunning hidden meaning in every harmless little thing I say, don't you?
Why, Alva, do I do that?
Oh, it's very understandable, Alina, when you've a sick man on your hands. Well...
Sick? Are you sick, Alva?
An idiot and a lunatic, call me what you like.
Alva, for God's sake.
But you're wrong, both of you. You and your doctor. There's nothing the matter with me. There is nothing the matter with me at all.
No, of course not. But what's worrying you, then?
It's this dreadful burden of debt that's crushing me.
Debt? But you're not in debt to anyone, Alva.
I owe a boundless debt to you. To you, Alina.
What is behind all
this? There's nothing behind it. I've never done you any harm. Not wittingly, anyway. Yet it feels there is a great stone of guilt lay on me, weighing me down, crushing me.
Guilt? Towards me, you mean?
Towards you, most of all.
Then you really are sick, Alva.
I suppose I am. Must be sick. Or something. Ah, now it grows lighter.
Master Builder.
Slept well.
Oh, I should say so. Marvelously. Just as though I were in a cradle. Oh, I lay there and stretch myself like a... like a princess.
Really comfortable.
Mm.
You dreamed, too, I suppose?
Yes, you're horrid.
Oh?
Yes, I dreamed I'd fallen over a frightfully high, steep cliff. Do you ever have that dream?
Yes, now and then.
Oh, it's so exciting as you fall and fall.
Makes me go as cold as ice.
Do you hug your knees up under you as you fall?
Yes, as high as I can.
So do I.
Well, I'd better be getting into town now, Alva. I'll see if I can bring back one or two things you might need, Miss Funk.
Oh, darling, beautiful Mrs. Solness. You're really too sweet, frightfully sweet.
Not at all. It's my simple duty. And I'm only too glad to do it.
Actually, I think I'm all right to go into town as I am now that I've let down my dress. Or perhaps I'm not.
To speak frankly, I think one or two people might raise their eyebrows.
Oh, is that all? That'd be rather a laugh.
Yes, but people might think that you were mad too, you see.
Mad? Well, are there so many mad people in this town?
Oh, here you see one anyway.
Oh, my dear Alva, really?
You, Master Builder.
Well, haven't you noticed yet?
No, I certainly haven't. Oh, yes. Perhaps in just one little thing, now I come to think of it.
You hear that, Alina?
In what thing, Miss Van?
No, I'm not telling you.
Yes, do tell us.
No, thanks. I'm not that mad.
When you and Miss Van are alone, she'll tell you, Alva.
Oh, do you think so?
Why, yes. You and she have been such good friends ever since she was a child. You say?
Do you think your wife doesn't like me?
Oh, why? Did you notice anything?
Didn't you?
Lena's become very shy of people these last years.
Oh, that too.
But if only you could get to know her properly. She's very good and kind. A really good woman.
Well, if she is, why did she have to talk like that about duty?
Duty?
Yes. She said she'd go out and buy me something because it was her duty. I can't stand that nasty, beastly word.
Why not?
It sounds so cold and sharp, like a knife. Duty, duty, duty. Well, don't you feel that too, that it somehow... pierces you?
I haven't given it much thought.
Oh, yes. Well, if she's as good as kind as you pretend, why should she say a thing like that?
Oh, good Lord, what should she have said?
Well, she could have said she wanted to do it because she liked me so much. Or something like that, she could have said.
I mean, something really warm and kind, don't you think?
So, that's what you want.
Yes. You have an awful lot of books.
Oh, I've collected a few.
You read them all?
I used to try. Do you read?
No, not anymore. It all seems so meaningless.
That's exactly how I feel.
Have you done all these drawings?
No, young man I have here to help me.
A pupil of yours?
Oh, yes, I dare say he's learned something from me, too.
He must be awfully clever. Isn't he?
Oh, not so bad. For my purpose.
Oh, yes. He must be frightfully clever.
You can tell that from his drawings, can you?
What, from this stuff? Oh, no. No, but if he's been studying with you.
Oh, that. there are plenty of people around here who've studied under me, and nothing's become of them.
Upon my soul, I don't understand how you can be so stupid.
Stupid? Do you think I'm so very stupid, then?
Yes, indeed I do. Letting these young men come in here and pick your brains.
Well, why not?
Oh, no, Master Builder, that's no good. No one but you should be allowed to build. Only you. Do it all yourself. There, now you know.
Hilda?
Yes?
What on earth made you say that?
Well, why, that's not such a wicked idea, is it?
No, I didn't mean that. I'll tell you something.
Well, what?
I walk up and down in this house incessantly in silence and loneliness, turning that very idea over in my mind.
Yes, well, that's very reasonable.
I dare say you've noticed this.
No, I haven't noticed anything.
But just now, when you said you thought I was wrong in the head on one point of the compass, didn't you mean...
Oh, I was thinking of something quite different then.
What were you thinking of?
Oh, never you mind, Master Builder.
As you please. Come here. I'll show you something.
What is it?
Just beyond that big stone pit.
What, that new house?
The one that's being built. Yes, almost finished now.
It's got a very high tower, hasn't it?
Scaffolding still around it.
Is that your new house?
Yes.
The house you're going to move into?
Yes.
Are the nurseries in that house, too?
Three, the same as here.
And no children?
There won't be any either.
Well, wasn't I right?
What do you mean?
Well, you are a little mad after all.
Was that what you were thinking?
All those empty nurseries while I was sleeping.
We have had children. Alina and I.
Have you?
Two little boys, both the same age.
Twins?
Yes, twins. It's only 12 years ago now.
You mean that you haven't got these twins any longer?
We only had them 3 weeks. Hardly that. Oh, Hilda, I can't tell you how glad I am you've come. Now, at last, I've found someone I can talk to.
Can't you talk to her, too?
Not about this. Not the way I want to and need to. Not about much else, either.
Was that all you meant when you said you needed me?
It must have been, I suppose. Well, yesterday, at least. Today, I'm not so sure. Would you like to hear about it?
Yes. Yes, I love sitting here and listening to you.
Well, I'll tell you all about it. Up there, where you see the new house.
Yes.
That's where Alina and I lived during the first years of our marriage. In those days, there used to be an old house up there which had belonged to a mother. She left it to us, and all the grounds with it.
Was there a spire on that house, too?
No, nothing of the kind. To look at it from the outside, it was a great, dark, ugly crate. But indoors, it was nice and cozy enough.
Did you pull the old thing down?
No, it was burned down.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Was that a terrible blow to you?
Depends which way you look at it. It was that fire that made me a master builder.
Oh, but surely...
Our two little ones had just been born.
The poor little twins.
Well, they're so healthy and strong when they were born. And you could see them growing from day to day.
And babies grow frightfully quickly in the first few days.
It was the prettiest sight you could wish to see. Alina lying there with the two of them. But then, there came the night of the fire.
What happened? Tell me. Was anyone burnt alive?
Oh, no, not that. Everyone got safely out of the house.
Well, then, what happened?
It was a terrible shock for Alina. The alarm and being rushed out of the house into the ice-cold night, they had to be carried out just as they were, she and the little boys.
And they couldn't stand the cold?
Oh, they stood up to that, all right. But Alina caught a fever. It infected her milk. She insisted on feeding them herself. It was a duty, she said. And both the little boys. Both of them.
They didn't get over that.
No, they didn't get over that. It took them from us.
That must have been a great loss for you.
It was great enough for me, but 10 times greater for her. How can such a thing be allowed to happen in the world? From that day on, I lost interest in building churches.
Then you didn't enjoy building the steeple on our church?
I didn't. Oh, how relieved and glad I was when that was finished.
Yes, I know that.
And now I shall never build anything like that again. Neither churches nor steeples.
Just houses for people to live in.
Homes, Hilda. Homes for men and women and children.
But homes with high towers and spires on top.
Yes, impossible. Well, you see, as I said, that fire started me on my way as a master builder.
Why don't you call yourself an architect like all the others?
Oh, I've never really studied it properly. Most of what I found out, I found out for myself.
But you got to the top, master builder.
Yes, fanned by those flames. I cut up nearly all the ground into building plots. And there I was able to build just the way I wanted. And from then on, things went well for me.
Well, you must be a very happy man then with all the success you've had.
Happy? You say that too. Like all the others.
Yes, I think you should be. If you could only stop thinking about those two little boys.
Those two little boys are not so easy to forget, Hilda.
So they still stand in your way? After all these years?
A happy man, you said.
Well, yes, aren't you? I mean, apart from this.
When I told you about the fire...
Go on.
Didn't anything particular strike you?
No. No, I can't think of anything.
If it hadn't been for that fire, I wouldn't have been able to build homes. Bright, peaceful, comfortable homes. Where mothers and fathers could live with their children, secure and happy in the knowledge that it is good to be alive, and above all, to belong to each other, in great things and in small.
Well, doesn't it bring you great happiness to know that you can build such wonderful homes for them?
But the price, Hilda, the terrible price I had to pay.
Is there no way to put all that behind you?
No. Because to be able to build homes for other people, I had to renounce forever all hope of having a home of my own. I'm in a home with children. And for their father and mother.
Forever, you say? Or was that absolutely necessary?
That was the price I had to pay for this happiness people talk so much about. That happiness. That happiness was not to be had at a lesser price, Hilda.
Well, perhaps things will still work out.
No, they never can. Never. It's another consequence of the fire and of Alina's illness which resulted from it.
And yet you're building all these nurseries.
Haven't you noticed, Hilda, that the impossible beckons and calls to us?
The impossible? Why, yes. Is it like that with you as well?
It is.
But then you have something of the troll in you, too.
Why troll?
Well, what else would you call it?
No, no, you may be right. But please, God, I may never become a troll like the one who mocks me in everything I do. Everything.
What do you mean?
Mark my words, Hilda. Everything that I've created, beautiful, secure, friendly. Yes, and magnificent, too. I must sit here and expiate, pay for it, not with money, but with human happiness, and not only with my happiness, but with the happiness of others, too. You see, Hilda, that is the price that my success as an artist has cost me. And others. And every day of my life I have to sit here and see that price being paid for me. Day after day after day.
You're thinking of her, aren't you?
Yes. Alina had her calling in life, just as I had mine, but she had to be destroyed and annihilated so that I could follow my calling and gain a kind of triumph. Yes, you see, Alina had a talent for building, too.
She? For building?
You're not houses and towers and steeples, not the kind of things I bother with.
Well, what then?
Children, Hilda. The souls of children, so that they might grow into something noble, harmonious, and beautiful. So they might become worthy human beings. That was where her talent lay. And it lies there now, unused, unusable, waste and barren like the charred ruins left after a fire.
Yes, but even if this were true...
It is, I knew it.
Well, anyway, it's not your fault. You're not guilty.
Aren't I? That's the terrible doubt that gnaws me night and day.
This?
Yes. Suppose it is true. Suppose I am guilty in a kind of way.
You? You mean the fire?
Everything, everything. And on the other hand, I may be quite innocent.
Oh, Master Builder, if you can talk like that, you must be, well, ill anyway.
Incurably, I'm afraid, where this is concerned. Yes?
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. Solomon.
No, come in. Let's get this thing settled.
Yes, if we could.
Your father's no better, then?
He's sinking fast. So please, I beg you, write a few kind words about one of the drawings. Something he can read.
You mustn't ask me any more questions about those drawings of yours.
Have you looked at them?
Yes, I have.
And they're no good. And I suppose I'm no good either.
You stay with me right now. You can have whatever you want. Then you can marry Kaya and all your cares will be over. You might even be happy. Only don't think of building by yourself.
Very well. Better go home and tell Father that. I promised him I would. But shall I tell Father this before he dies?
Oh, dear. Tell him. Tell him what you like. I better not tell him anything. I can't help it right now. I have no choice.
In that case, may I have the drawing?
Yes, take them. Take them away. They're on the table.
Thank you.
No, leave them.
Why?
I'd like to look at them, too.
But you've already... All right, then. Leave them there.
By all means.
Now go home to your father.
I suppose I must.
Ragnar, you mustn't ask me to do something I cannot do. Do you hear, Ragnar? You mustn't do it.
No, I'm sorry.
That was beastly of you.
You think so, too?
Yes, really beastly. Hard, vicious, and cruel.
Oh, you don't understand.
All the same, you... No. No, you shouldn't be like that. Not you.
You said yourself just now I should be the only person allowed to build.
I can say that. Not you.
If anyone can, I can. I pay dearly enough for my position.
Oh, yes. Domestic bliss and all that.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind? Yes, of course. Poor Master Builder. You fancy that...
You sit down again, Hilda. I'll tell you a funny story.
Well?
Sounds so ludicrously trivial. You see, it all turns on a crack in a chimney pipe.
That all?
Yeah, to begin with.
So, there was a crack in a chimney?
I noticed that crack for a long time, long before the fire. Each time I went up to the loft, I looked to see if it was still there.
And it was?
Yes. No one else knew about it.
And you didn't say anything?
No, I didn't.
And you didn't think of getting it mended?
Oh, I thought about it. I didn't do anything, though. Each time I decided to get down to it, it was just as though a hand reached out, stopped me. Not today, I thought. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. So nothing ever came of it.
Why did you always put it off?
Because a thought had occurred to me. Through this little black crack in this chimney pipe, I might climb my way to the top. Become a master builder.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
It was irresistible. Almost. No. Utterly irresistible. At the time, it all seemed so unimportant and trivial. I wanted it to happen sometime in winter. Shortly before dinner, I would be out driving Alina in the sleigh. The servants would have built up great fires in all the rooms.
It'd be frightfully cold that day, wouldn't
Pretty
it?
Pretty sharp, yes. And they'd want it to be good and warm for Alina when she came back.
Well, yes, she suffers from the cold, doesn't she?
She does, and then it'd be on the way home that we'd see the smoke.
Well, just the smoke?
Oh, just at first. First of all, the smoke. But then, when we reached the drive, the old crate was a surging mass of flames. That's the way I wanted it to happen.
Why couldn't it have happened like that? Wait a minute.
Huh?
Are you quite sure that the fire was caused by this little crack in the chimney?
Oh, no. No, on the contrary. I'm quite sure the crack in the chimney had nothing whatever to do with the fire.
What?
It's been established the fire broke out in the living room on the other side of the house.
Then why on earth are you sitting here dribbling about this cracked chimney?
May I go on talking to you for a little while, Hilda?
Yes, but only if you talk sensibly.
I'll do my best.
Well, out with it, Master Builder.
Don't you think, Hilda, that there are people singled out by fate who have been endowed with grace and power to wish for something, desire it so passionately, will it so inexorably, that ultimately they must be granted it? Don't you think so?
If that is so, the time will come when we shall see if I am one of them.
No man can achieve such things alone. Oh, no. There are helpers and servers who must be at our side if we are to succeed. But they never come of their own accord. One must call on them with all one's strength, silently. You understand?
Who are these helpers and servers?
Oh, let's not talk about that. Some other time. For the moment, let us concentrate on the fire.
Well, don't you think there would have been a fire if you hadn't wished for it?
If that house had been owned by old Knut Bruvik, it would never have burnt down at such an opportune moment, I'm sure of that. Because he doesn't understand how to call on the helpers or to summon those who serve him. So you see, Hilda, it is I who am guilty. Both those little boys had to pay with their lives. And is it not also true it's my fault that Alina has not become what she should and could have become and what she longed to become?
But if it's these helpers and servers who started
the... Who called on the helpers and the servers? I did. And they came and bowed to my will. That is what people call being lucky. But I'll tell you how it feels to be lucky. It feels as though the skin had been flayed from my breast. And the helpers and the servers go around taking the skin from other people's bodies to cover my wound. But it can't be healed. Never, never. Oh, if you only knew how it burns sometimes.
You are ill, Master Builder. Very ill, I think.
Say mad, that's what you mean.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with your head.
What then, out with it?
I'm wondering if you weren't born with an underdeveloped conscience.
Underdeveloped conscience? What the devil do you mean?
I mean that your conscience is very frail, oversensitive, won't get to grips with things, can't carry heavy burdens.
Oh? How ought a conscience to be, if I may ask?
Well, in your case, I wish it were a little more, well... robust.
Indeed, robust. Well, well. And have you a robust conscience?
Yes, I think so. I haven't noticed anything to the contrary.
I don't suppose you've had much opportunity to test it, though, have you?
Oh, it wasn't all that easy to leave Father. I'm frightfully fond of him.
Oh, just for a month or two.
I don't think I shall ever go back.
What, never? Well, why did you leave him, then?
Have you forgotten again? The 10 years are up.
Oh, nonsense. Was there anything wrong at home, eh?
This thing inside me drove me to come here. Tempted and drove me.
That's it. That's it, Hilda. There's trawl in you too, the same as in me. And it's trawl, you see, that calls to the powers outside. And we have to submit whether we like it or not.
I begin to think you're right, Master Builder.
Oh, there are many invisible demons in the world, Hilda. Good demons. And evil demons, fair demons and dark. If only one knew whether it was the fair who had hold of one or the dark. Ah, it'd all be so simple.
Well, if only one had a really brash and hearty conscience, so that one dared to take what one wanted.
Oh, I think most people are as cowardly as I in that respect.
And that may well be.
In the sagas, have you read any of the old sagas?
Oh, yes, in the days when I used to read.
Those sagas tell about Vikings who sailed to foreign lands and plundered and burned and killed.
And carried away women.
And kept them.
Took them home with them in their ships.
And used them like the worst kind. kind of trouble.
I think that must be very exciting.
To take a woman, you mean?
No. To be taken.
I see.
But what were you going to say about these Vikings, Master Builder?
Oh, yes. Well, these fellas, their consciences were robust enough when they came home. They ate and drank and were as merry as children. And what about the women? Quite often they didn't want to leave those men. Can you understand that, Hilda?
I can understand the women frightfully well.
Perhaps you'd do the same yourself.
Why not?
Live willingly with a brute like that.
If it was a brute I'd come to grow really fond of.
Could you grow fond of a man like that?
God, one can't help who one grows fond of, can one?
No. No, I suppose it's the troll in us that decides that.
And all these blessed demons you know so much about. The fair and the dark.
I hope the demons choose kindly for you, Hilda.
They have chosen for me. Once and for all.
Hilda, you are like a wild bird of the forest.
Far from it, I'm not shy.
No. No, there's more of the falcon in you.
Yes, perhaps. And why not a falcon? Why shouldn't I go hunting too? Get the prey I want. Oh, if only I could get my claws into it and bring it to the ground.
Hilda, do you know what you are?
Yes. A strange kind of bird.
No. You are like a new dawn. When I look at you, it is as though I were watching the sun rise.
Tell me, Master Builder. Are you sure you've never called on me?
I think I must have done.
What do you want from me?
Your youth, Hilda.
Youth? Which you're so frightened of.
Yeah, and which in my heart I long for.
What about these drawings now?
I'll put those things away. I've seen enough of them.
Not quite, but you're going to approve them.
Approve them? I'm damned if I will.
Oh, can't you do this little thing for him? The poor old man's dying. And then perhaps his son might get a chance to build the house.
Yes, that's just it. He can. He's made sure of that, that young gentleman.
Oh, for goodness sake, if he has, can't you bring yourself to lie a tiny little bit?
Lie? Hilda, take those damn things away from me.
Now, don't slap at me. You talk about trolls. I think you behave like one yourself. Where do you keep your pen and ink?
I haven't any in here.
Well, that girl will have some.
Stay where you are, Hilda. I must tell a lie, you say. Oh, I wouldn't mind doing it for his old father. The man I once ruined.
You ruined him, too.
I needed broom. No, but this young Ragnar, he mustn't on any account be allowed to come to the front.
Well, he won't either, will he, poor boy, if he's no good?
If Ragnar Bruvik gets started, he will break me just as I broke his father.
Break you? He is some good, then.
Yes, he's good, make no mistake. He is the youth who is waiting, ready to bang upon my door and make an end of Master Builder Solness.
And you wanted to shut him out. For shame, Master Builder.
The struggle has cost me enough. Besides, I'm afraid the helpers and the servers won't obey me any longer.
Then you'll have to manage on your own. There's nothing for it.
Hopeless, Hilda. The tide will turn. Sooner or later. Retribution will come.
Don't talk like that. Do you want to take away from me what I value more than my life?
What's that?
To see you great. See you with a wreath in your hand, high, high above the church tower. Well, at least you must have a pencil. Give it to me.
Yes, it is.
Right. And now we are going to sit here at the table, Master Builder. And then we will write on the drawings. Really, really nicely and kindly we will write. For this beastly Rangvout, or whatever his name is.
Tell me something, Hilda.
Yes?
Have you really been waiting for me for 10 years?
Well?
Why didn't you write to me?
Oh, no, that was just what I didn't want.
Why not?
I was afraid then that it might go all wrong. But we were going to write on the drawings, weren't we, Master Builder?
So we were.
How good. How kind. How I hate this Rangvout.
Have you never been really fond of anyone, Hilda?
What did you say?
I asked if you had ever been really fond of anyone.
Anyone else, you mean?
Yes, of course. Anyone else? Haven't you? In all these years, ever?
Oh, yes, once in a while. When I was really mad with you for not coming.
And you cared about others, too?
A little, for a week or two. Oh, God, Master Builder, you know how it is.
Hilda, why have you come?
Don't waste time. That poor old man may be dying while you talk.
Answer me, Hilda. What is it you want from me?
I want my kingdom.
I've brought you a few things, Miss Vangel. There are some big parcels being sent on later.
Oh, how very sweet of you.
It's my simple duty, that's all.
Lena?
Yes?
Did you see if the bookkeeper was out there?
Yes, of course she was there. She was standing at the desk, as she always does when I'm in the room.
I'll give this to her, then, and tell her...
Oh, no, give me the drawings. I'll take them to her. Please. Oh, what's her name?
Name's Miss Fosley.
Oh, no, that sounds so formal. What's her first name, I mean?
Kaya, I think.
Kaya, come in here. Hurry. The master builder wants to speak to you. Here I am. Now look, Kaya. You can take this now. The master builder has written on them.
Oh, at last.
Give them to the old man as soon as you can.
I'll take them home at once.
Yes, do that. And then Ragnar can begin to build.
Oh, may he come and thank you for everything.
I want no thanks. Tell him so from me.
Yes, I...
Tell him at the same time I've no further use for him, nor for you.
No, for me.
You'll have other things to think about now, and someone else to look after. That's how it should be. All right, go home now with the drawings, Miss Fosley. Quickly, do you hear?
Yes, Mr. Thorne.
Oh, what sly eyes she has.
That poor little creature.
I'm not blind, Halvor. Are you really dismissing them?
Yeah.
Her too?
Well, wasn't that what you wanted?
But how can you manage without... Oh, I see. You've someone else up your sleeve, haven't you, Halvor?
I'm no good for standing at desks anyway.
I shall manage somehow, Alina. You must make arrangements for moving into your new home as soon as you can. This evening, we shall hoist the wreath to the top of the spire. What do you say to that, Miss Hilda?
Would it be so marvellous to see you standing high up there again?
Me?
Oh, God, Miss Vangel, you mustn't think of it. My husband gets dizzy. He has no head for heights.
Dizzy? I don't believe it.
Oh, yes, he's always been like that.
Oh, but I've seen him myself, high up on the top of the church steeple.
Yes, I've heard people talk about that, but it's impossible.
Impossible, yes, but nevertheless, I stood up there.
Oh, how can you say that? You hardly even dare go out onto the balcony of the second floor. You've always been like that.
You might change your mind this evening.
Oh, no. God will help me to prevent that. I'll write a message to the doctor at once. He'll talk you out of it.
But Alina!
Yes, you're ill, Halvor. That's what it is. You're ill. Oh, God.
Is it true?
That I have no head for height?
That my master builder dare not, cannot rise as high as he can build.
That is how you see it.
Yes.
I begin to think that there is nothing in me that is safe from you.
Up there. Right up there.
You could live up there, Hilda, in the highest room in the tower. You could live there like a princess.
Yes. That's what you promised me.
Did I?
Well, for shame, Master Builder. You said you'd make me a princess and then that you would give me a kingdom. And then you took me and... Well?
Oh. Are you quite sure it wasn't a dream? Something you just imagined?
You think you didn't do it?
I hardly know myself. But I know one thing. That I...
That you... Say it.
That I should have done it.
You! Dizzy!
Tonight we shall hang up our wreath, Princess Hilda.
Over your new home.
Over the new house. It will never be a home for me.
Frightfully exciting.
Thank you.
A large, broad veranda belonging to Solness's house. Old trees stretch their branches over the veranda towards the house. On the extreme right, through the trees, can be glimpsed the lower part of the new villa, with scaffolding round the base of the tower. Evening sky, with clouds irradiated by the sun. Mrs. Solness, wrapped in a large white crepe shawl, is resting in the armchair, gazing over towards the right. After a few moments, Hilda Wangel comes up the steps from the garden.
Have you been in the garden, Miss Wangel?
I've been having a good look round.
You found some flowers, too, I see.
Oh, yes, there were heaps of them, among the bushes.
No, are there really? Still? I hardly ever go down there.
What? Well, I should have thought you'd skip down there every day.
I don't skip anywhere, I'm afraid. Not any longer.
Well, don't you go down now and then and say hello to all the beautiful things down there?
It's all become so foreign to me. I'm almost afraid to go and look at it again.
Your own garden?
I don't feel it's mine any longer.
Oh, what rubbish.
No, no, it isn't. It's not like it was in Mother's and Father's time. They've taken such a dreadful lot of it away, Miss Wangel. Can you imagine? They've broken it up and built houses on it for strangers. People I don't know. They can look at me from their windows.
Mrs. Solness?
Yes.
May I sit here with you for a while?
Yes. Please do, if you'd really like to.
Oh, one could sit here and sun oneself. Like a cat.
It's very sweet of you to want to sit with me. I thought you were going inside to my husband.
What would I want with him?
I thought you'd want to help him.
No, thank you. Anyway, he's not in. He's over there among the workmen. He looks so fierce, I didn't dare talk to him.
Oh, he's very soft and gentle, really.
He?
You don't know him well enough yet, Miss Van.
Are you happy to be moving over to the new house?
I should be happy. That's what Halvor wants.
Oh, no, I didn't mean just because of that.
Yes, Miss Wangel, yes. That's my duty, don't you see, to do what he wants. But it's often so difficult to force oneself to be obedient.
Oh, yes, yes, that must be very difficult.
Yes, indeed, when one is as weak a person as I am.
When one has suffered as much as you have.
How do you know that?
Your husband told me.
He so seldom speaks to me about these things. Yes, I've had more than my share of suffering in my lifetime, Miss Wangel.
Poor Mrs. Solness. First there was the fire.
Yes, everything I had was burned.
And then there was worse to follow.
Worse?
The worst thing of all.
What do you mean?
Well, you lost both your little boys.
Oh. Them. Yes. Well, that was different. That was an act of God. One must resign oneself to such things and be thankful.
Are you?
Not always, I'm afraid. I know so well that it's my duty, but I can't.
No, well, I think that's very reasonable.
Time and again I have to remind myself that I've been justly punished.
Why?
Because I wasn't resolute enough in the face of adversity.
But I don't see that
means... No, Miss Van. Don't talk to me any more about the two little boys. We should be happy for them. They're so much, much better off where they are. No, it's the little losses which leave the deepest wound. The things which other people would regard as unimportant.
Dear Mrs. Solness, tell me. What kind of things?
Oh, just little things. All the old portraits on the walls were burned. And all the old silk dresses that had been in our family for generations. And all Mama's and Grandmama's lace. That was burned too. And think of the jewels. And all the dolls.
The dolls?
I had 9 beautiful dolls.
And they were burnt too?
All of them. No, it was so hard for me. So hard.
Had you kept all these dolls then? Ever since you'd been a child?
I didn't just keep them. They lived with me.
After you were grown up?
Yes, long after.
After you were married?
Oh, yes. As long as he didn't see them. But then they were burned. Poor dears. No one thought of saving them. Oh, it makes me so sad to think about it. Now, you mustn't laugh at me, Miss Van.
I'm not laughing.
They were alive, too, in a way, you see. I carried them under my heart, like little unborn children. Hello, Doctor.
Giving yourself a cold, I see, Mrs. Solness.
Oh, I think it's so nice and warm out here today.
Yes. But is something the matter? I got a note.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's something I have to talk to you about.
By all means. Perhaps we'd better go inside. Still wearing your climbing outfit, young lady?
Rather. Dressed to kill. And no climbing for me today, though. You and I will stay down here and watch like good little children.
Watch what?
Shh, please, for heaven's sake. Look, he's coming. Try to dissuade him from this idea. And do let us be friends, Miss Fanger. Can't we?
Oh, if only we could.
No. Here he comes. Doctor, let me talk to you for a moment.
Is it about him?
Yes, it's about him. Come inside.
Have you noticed, Hilda? As soon as I come, she goes.
I've noticed that when you come, that makes her go.
Possibly. But I can't help that. Are you cold, Hilda? Look as if you are.
I've just come up out of a tomb.
What does that mean?
The frost's got into me, Master Builder.
Ah. I think I understand now.
Why have you come up here?
I saw you.
Well, you must have seen her, too.
I knew she'd go as soon as I came.
Does it hurt you that she always avoids you?
In a way, it's a kind of a relief.
Then you don't have to be looking at her.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to be reminded the whole time of how much she grieves for her little boys.
Yes. That above all. How long did you talk to her? How long, I asked. Well, what did she talk about then? Oh, poor Alina. About the children, I suppose.
Yes.
She can't get over it. She'll never get over it. Now you're standing there like a statue again. You stood like that last night.
I want to go.
Go?
Yes.
No. I won't allow it.
And what can I do here now?
Oh, just stay here, Hilda.
Well, thank you very much, but it wouldn't end there.
So much the better.
I can't hurt someone I know. I won't take what belongs to her.
Who says you will?
From a stranger, yes, that's different. Someone I've never set eyes on, but someone I've got close to. No.
But I haven't suggested you should.
Oh, Master Builder, you know very well how it would end. And that's why I'm leaving.
What's to become of me when you've gone? What shall I have to live for afterwards?
Well, it's easy for you. You have your duty to her. You have to live for that duty.
Too late. These powers, these...
Demons?
Demons, yes, demons, and the troll in me. They've sucked her blood. It was done for her happiness. And for my sake she died. And I'm chained to the corpse. I who cannot live without joy.
What are you going to build next?
I don't think I shall build much more.
No more happy homes for Mummy and Daddy and all the little children.
God knows whether people will want that kind of thing anymore.
Poor Master Builder. You've spent 10 years thinking of nothing else. You've given your life to it.
I have, haven't I, Hilda?
Oh, I think it's all so wrong. So wrong.
What?
That one should be afraid to seize happiness, to seize hold of life, just because someone stands in the way. Someone one knows.
Someone one has no right to pass by.
Haven't we that right, I wonder? But even so, Oh, if only one could sleep and forget it all.
Did you have a happy home with your father, Hilda?
I only had a cage.
And you don't want to go back into it?
Wild birds don't fly into cages.
They want to chase the free air.
Eagles love the chase.
If only one were a Viking. They had hunting in their blood.
What else did they have? Tell me.
A robust conscience.
Yes! Mm-hmm. I know what you're going to build next.
Then you know more than I do, Hilda.
Yes, master builders are very stupid people.
What's it to be, then?
The castle.
What castle?
Oh, my castle, of course.
You want a castle now?
Well, you owe me a kingdom, don't you?
So you tell me.
Well, then, you owe me this kingdom, and a kingdom's got to have a castle, hasn't it?
Well, yes, they usually do.
Good. Build it for me, then, at once.
Within the hour?
Yes. The 10 years are up now, and I don't intend to wait any longer. I want my castle, Master Builder.
It's no joke having you as a creditor, Hilda.
You should have thought of that before. Now it's too late. Now then, where's my castle? It's my castle.
What does it look like, this castle of yours, Hilda?
My castle must stand high up, high above everything, open and free on every side, so that I can see for miles around.
It's got a tower, I suppose.
A frightfully high tower. And right on the top of this tower, there will be a balcony. And that's where I shall stand.
Well, how can you want to stand so high? Doesn't it make you giddy?
I want to stand up there and look down at the others. The ones who build churches and homes for mothers and fathers and children. And you can come up there and look down, too.
Has the Master Builder leave to climb up to the princess?
If the Master Builder wishes.
Then I think the Master Builder will come.
The Master Builder. He will come.
But he will never build again. Poor Master Builder.
Oh, yes, he will. We'll do it together. And we'll build the most beautiful thing. The most beautiful thing in the world.
Hilda, tell me, what is it?
Oh, Master Builders are very, very stupid people.
Yes, yes, they're stupid, I know. But tell me, what is the most beautiful thing in the world? The thing we two are going to build together.
A castle in the air.
Castle in the air?
A castle in the air, yes. Do you know what a castle in the air is?
It's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Oh, yes, of course. Castles in the air are so safe to hide in, so easy to build. Especially for master builders with a giddy conscience.
From now on, we two shall build together, Hilda.
A real castle in the air?
Yes, built on a true foundation.
Here's Ragnar. He's brought the wreath. Oh, it's going to be absolutely marvelous.
Your father's better, then?
No.
Well, didn't it cheer him up, what I wrote?
It came too late.
Too late.
By the time she came with it, he'd lost consciousness. He'd had a stroke.
Get back home to him, then. Look after your father.
He doesn't need me anymore.
But surely you ought to be with him.
She's sitting with him.
Kaya?
Yes. Kaya.
Go home, Ragnar. Go home to them. Give me the wreath.
Surely you're not going
to... I'll take it down there myself. Give it to me. Yeah. And go home now. Don't need you today.
I know you won't, but today I'm staying.
Oh, stay. Stay by all means.
Master Builder, I shall stand here by the railings and watch you.
Watch me?
It'll be frightfully exciting.
We'll talk about that later, Hilda.
You might at least have thanked him.
Thanked him? Should I have thanked him?
Yes, you should.
I ought to thank you, if anyone.
How can you say such a thing?
But you watch out. You don't know him yet.
I know him better than anyone.
Thank him who's kept me back year after year, who made my father lose his belief in me, made me lose my belief in myself, and all just so that he could...
So that he could what? Tell me.
So that he could keep her.
That girl at the desk?
Yes.
It's not true. You're lying.
I didn't want to believe it either until today, when she told me.
What did she tell you? I want to know now.
She said that he'd taken possession of her mind, that he'd directed all her thoughts towards him. She says she'll never be able to free herself. that she'll stay wherever he is.
She won't.
Well, who's going to stop her, are you?
I won't be the only one.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, now she'd only be a nuisance to him.
You don't understand anything if you talk like that. No, I'll tell you why he kept her on.
Why?
To keep you.
Did he tell you that?
No, but it's true. It must be. It is. I want it to be.
And the moment you came, he let her go.
It was you he let go. What do you think he cares about a girl like her?
You mean he's been afraid of me all these years?
Afraid of you? Oh, you fancy yourself.
Oh, he must have realized a long time ago that I've got something in me. Well, besides, afraid, that's just what he is, don't you see?
Try to make me believe.
In some ways he's afraid, the great master builder. Oh, he's not afraid to destroy people's happiness the way he has father's and mine, but ask him to climb up a few feet of scaffolding and he'll go down on his knees and pray to God to be delivered.
Oh, if only you'd seen him high up there, as giddily high as I once saw him.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen that. Oh, so proud and free he stood up there.
I know he dared to do it once in his life, just once. We've often talked about it, but no power on earth would persuade him to do it again.
He'll do it today.
Don't you believe it?
You'll see.
I won't, and neither will you.
I will. I must see it.
But he won't do it. He just daren't. He's got this yellow streak, the great master builder.
Isn't he here? Where's he gone?
The master builder is over there with the workmen.
Yes, he took the wreath.
Took the wreath? Oh, my God, Bruvi, go down to him. Get him to come back here.
Shall I say you want to speak to him?
Oh, yes, my dear boy, please do. No, don't tell him I want him. Tell him there's someone here, that he must come at once.
Very well, I'll tell him that, Mrs. Honor.
Oh, Miss Funn, you can't imagine how frightened I am for him.
But what is there to be so frightened about?
Well, suppose he's serious. Suppose he takes it into his head to climb up the scaffolding.
Do you think he will?
Oh, one can never be sure of what he might do. He's quite capable of doing anything.
Oh, so you too think he's a bit,
Oh, I no longer know what to think. The doctor's been telling me so many strange things. When I think of some of the things I've heard him say...
Ah, not here yet?
He'll be back soon. I've sent him a message.
You'd better come back into the house, Mrs. Saunders.
No, I want to stay out here and wait for Halvar.
Yes, but some ladies have come to see you.
Oh, my God. No, not now.
They say they simply must watch the ceremony.
Oh, well, I suppose I have to go into them. It's my duty.
Can't you ask them to go away?
Oh, no, that's impossible. Since they've come, it is my duty to receive them. You stay out here, though, and talk to him when he gets back.
Yes, talk to him. And keep him here as long as possible.
Yes, do that, please, dear Miss Funnel. Keep him as long as you can.
Well, haven't you better do that yourself?
Oh, dear, yes, it's my duty, really. But one has so many duties.
Oh, there he is.
Dear, just when I have to go inside.
Don't tell him I'm here.
Oh, no, I'll find other things to talk about to the master builder.
And keep him here. I think you can do that better than anyone.
I'm told there's someone here who wants to speak to me.
Yes, Master Builder, I want to speak to you.
Oh, it's you, Hilda. I was afraid it might be Alina and the doctor.
You scare very easily, don't you?
Oh, you think so, do you?
Yes. People say you're scared of clambering round on the scaffolding.
That's different.
But you are afraid of it.
Yes, I am.
Afraid you might fall down and kill yourself?
No, not that.
What then?
I am afraid of retribution, Hilda.
Of retribution?
Yes.
But I don't understand.
Sit down. I'll tell you something.
Yes, tell me. Out with it.
As you know, I began by building churches.
Yes, I know that.
When I was a boy, you see, my parents were pious country people. So I thought building churches was the finest work a man could choose to do.
Yes.
And I think I might, I might say that I built these humble little churches with such honesty and tenderness and devotion that...
That? Well?
Well, yes. I think he ought to have been pleased with me.
He? Which he?
Well, he whom the churches were meant for, of course, whose honor and glory they were meant to proclaim.
Oh, I see. Oh, but are you so sure that he, wasn't pleased with you?
He pleased with me? How can you talk so foolishly, Hilda? He who let the troll in me cut loose. He who's bade them wait on me day and night. These...
Demons?
Demons, yes, and the others. Oh, no. I was made to realize he wasn't pleased with me. That's why he let the old house be burned down, you see?
Was that why?
Yeah. Don't you understand? He wanted to give me the chance to be a real master in my own field and build greater churches to his glory. At first, I didn't realize what he wanted, but then suddenly it all became clear to me.
When was that?
When I built the church tower up at Lisanna.
I thought so.
Yeah. You see, Hilda, up there, where I was a stranger, I spent so much time by myself, brooding, puzzling. Then I saw so clearly why he had taken my little children from me. It was so that I should have nothing to bind me. No love or happiness or anything, you see. I was to be a master builder, nothing else. And all my life was to be spent building for him. But it didn't turn out that way.
What did you do?
First, I examined and tried myself.
And then?
Then, like him, I did the impossible.
The impossible?
I could never bear to climb up high before, but that day, I did it.
Yes, yes, you did.
And as I stood high up there, right at the top, and placed the wreath over the weathercock, I said to him, "Listen to me, mighty one. Henceforth, I too want to be a free master builder. Free in my field as you are in yours. I never want to build churches for you again. Only homes for people to live in."
Well, that was the song I heard in the air.
But he took his revenge later.
What do you mean by that?
Building homes for people isn't worth tuppence.
How can you say that?
Because I realize now that people have no use for the homes they live in. They can't be happy in them. And a home wouldn't have been of use to me, even if I'd had one. So when all the accounts are closed, I have built nothing, really. And sacrificed nothing. It all adds up to nothing. Nothing, nothing.
Are you never going to build again?
Oh, yes. Now I shall begin.
What will you build? What? Tell me, quickly.
Now I shall build the only place where I believe that happiness can exist.
Master Builder, you mean our castles in the air?
Yes, castles in the air.
Oh, I'm afraid you'll get giddy before we've climbed halfway.
Not when I can go hand in hand with you, Hilda.
Just with me? Won't there be others?
What others? What do you mean?
Oh, that Kaya at the desk, poor thing. Aren't you going to take her along, too?
Ah, so that's what Alina and you were sitting here talking about.
Is it true or isn't it?
I won't answer that. You must believe in me unquestioningly.
I have believed in you for 10 years. Unquestioningly.
You must go on believing.
Then let me see you stand up there, high and free.
Oh, Hilda, one can't do things like that every day.
I want you to, I want you to. Just once more, Master Builder, do the impossible again.
If I try it, Hilda, I shall stand up there and speak to him the way I spoke to him before.
What will you tell him?
I shall say to him, "Hear me, mighty master. Judge me as you will.
Yes.
But from now on, I shall build only one thing.
Yes.
The most beautiful in the world.
Yes.
I shall build it together with a princess whom I love.
Tell him that.
I will.
Tell him that.
Then I shall say to him, 'Now I go down to take her in my arms and kiss her.'
Many times. Tell
many,
him that.
Many, many times
and
I shall
then...
tell him. Then I shall wave my hat and come down to the ground. And do as I told him."
Now I see you again as you were when I heard that song in the air.
How have you become what you are, Hilda?
How have you made me what I am?
The princess shall have her castle.
Master Builder, my beautiful, beautiful castle. Our castle in the air.
Built on a true foundation.
In the street, a crowd of people has gathered.
Mr. Solness, the foreman asked me to tell you he's ready to go up with the reed.
Good. I'll go down there myself.
What are you going to do down there, Halvar?
I must be down below with the men.
Oh, yes, down below, of course, down below.
I always do it. My everyday custom.
Do tell the man to be careful when he climbs up. Promise me that, Halva.
There, you see, I was right, Mrs. Saunders. He's put those mad ideas out of his head.
Oh, what a relief. Two of our men have fallen and they were both killed instantaneously. Thank you so much for holding him, Miss Bangle. I'd never have been able to budge him.
Yes, yes, Miss Bangle. I'm sure you know how to hold on to someone when you really want to.
You see all those young men down in the street, Miss...
Yes?
They're my fellow apprentices come to watch the master.
Now, what do they want to watch him for?
They want to see him not dare to climb up his own house.
Is that what the little boys want?
He's been keeping us down for so long. Now we want to see him keeping himself down for a change.
You won't. Not this time.
Oh? Where will we see him then?
High upon the weathercock, that's where you'll see him.
Him? Not likely.
He intends to climb to the top and you'll see him there.
Oh, he intends to, I'm sure, but he can't. He just can't. He'd get giddy long before he climbed halfway. He'd have to crawl down again on his hands and knees.
Look! There's the foreman climbing up.
He's got the wreath, too. Oh, I do hope he takes care.
But that's not the foreman.
It's the master builder himself.
Yes, it's Halva! Oh, my God! My God, Halva! Halva!
Shh! Don't shout to him.
I must go to him. I must make him come down.
Stand still, all of you. Don't. Make a sound.
He's climbing. And climbing. Higher. And higher. Look. Just look.
He must turn back now. He must.
He's climbing. Climbing. Soon he'll be up. Oh, I should die of fright. I can't bear to look.
Don't look up at him, then.
There he is. On top of the scaffolding. Right at the top.
Don't move anyone. Do you hear?
At last. At last. Now I see him great and free again.
This is...
That's how I've seen him all these 10 years. Oh, how squarely he stands. Frightfully exciting, though. Look at him. Now he's hanging the wreath over the spire.
I can't believe it. This is impossible.
Yes. Yes, that's what he's doing now. The impossible. Can you see anyone else up there with him?
There's no one else.
Oh, yes. There's someone he's arguing with.
You're mistaken.
Well, perhaps you can't hear a song in the air either.
Must be the wind in the treetops.
No, I hear a song. A mighty song. Look. Look, now he's waving his hat. He's waving down to us. Oh, give me your shawl. We must wave back. He's done it at last. He's done it. Hurrah for Solness!
Hurrah!
Hurrah for the master builder!
Stop it! Stop it, for God's sake.
My master builder.
He must have been smashed to pieces. Killed outright.
Run down to the doctor.
I can't move a step.
Call down to someone then.
How is he? Is he alive?
The master builder is dead. His head was crushed. He fell into the stone pit.
Now I can't see him up there any longer.
This is terrible. He hadn't the strength after all.
But he climbed. Right to the top. And I heard harps in the air. My master builder.
Thank you.
In that production of The Master Builder by Henry Gibson, translated by Michael Meir, Leo McKern played Selness and Billy Whitelaw, Hilda Vangel. Viola Keats played Mrs. Selness, Carlton Hobbs, Dr. Herdahl, and Gudrun Ure, Kaya Fosley. John Ruddock played Knut Brubeck and Peter Marinka, Ragnar Brubeck, with other parts played by Hilda Schroeder, Wilfred Babbage, Christopher Bidmead, and Anthony Vickers. The narrator was Alexander John. The production was first broadcast in the third program in 1967. The music for it was specially composed and conducted by Humphrey Searle and was played by the Symphonia of London. The play was adapted for radio and produced by John Gibson.